Hi, my name is Steve Drought, former Cubs pitcher, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
.720 WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and there has not been this amount of excitement over the Chicago Cubs than maybe, I don't know, other years out there, maybe 2000 and maybe four. That was big, of course. 2008 was also big. But my first time that I remember the city and Chicagoland and maybe even the whole country going crazy was back in 1984 for the Cubs, and a guy that was front and center in that series and is still doing so much, not only with the Cubs, but with baseball and helping the youth of America be the best they can be, is on the line with us now. It's pitching great Steve Trout. Steve, welcome to WGN.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be on with you guys.
Now, Steve, of course, you and I know each other because you have done some radio, and not just sports-related radio, but you did your own radio show in the Chicagoland area a number of years ago, so you know what you're doing.
Well, I love that Joe Gentile place. I mean, I went to meet him for the first time. It's 8 a.m. I don't know if I'm in the right place because I'm in an apartment complex. And I go, this must be the right place. Everything matches up. I go knock on the door. There's Joe in his pajamas with a big old stogie at 8 in the morning doing his show.
Yes.
I said, this is my kind of guy.
Yes. So we've left those days behind, but great to have you on the show tonight talking about it. And when you think about those days and you think about the Cubs and you think about what's going on now, like, how excited are you and some of your other Cub alums to see what's going on with the team this year?
Actually, it's gotten us talking again. I mean, the guys are kind of communicating about the team. Everybody's excited for them because we saw this in the making with Mr. Ricketts and how they had that vision and how they wanted to give back to the fans. I really, truly believe that. And we are terribly excited about it. And a guy like Joe Maddon, who wouldn't love to play for him? I think he could take over the Hells Angels and do a great job with those guys even. He's amazing.
You know, you guys came pretty close, so you know what it's like to have that feeling of almost getting there. And when you look at this team, you played for a number of teams over a number of years and close to Major League Baseball and, of course, your dad. So when you look at the team, the way that it's constituted now, yeah, Joe Maddon, he's like the perfect manager for the team. But talent-wise and what they have and what they need, does it look like they've got the pieces in place?
Oh, my goodness. They have it. It's a perfect chessboard for these guys. They have a great guy in Theo and what he does and how he takes that side of baseball and just emphasizes on it and works on it and just focuses on it. And then the business side, of course, of Crane Kenny. So they have this great system going where, you know, everybody's working perfectly on their own, you know, own right, on their own position. And Theo has the vision. Tom gives him the vision, and then, you know, the team is doing great in all aspects. I mean, off the field and on the field, what they're doing to Wrigleyville is great.
Well, you guys had a great pitching staff back in 84, of course, yourself and Rick Sutcliffe. But when you look at the kind of things that Jake Arrieta has been doing over the last 2 years, and you faced other opposition, of course, throughout your career and have been watching it, but have you ever seen anything quite like what he's doing over these last 2 years?
Only the Dodger guy, Kershaw. About it.
Right, right.
But not even Sutcliffe would even compare to it, or either would I, or either would Eckersley. I mean, even on our best days, to be honest with you, I think he's been more dominating in that way than anybody I've ever seen. Now, Fergie Jenkins, I didn't get to watch, unfortunately, but I'd love to have seen him in his prime when he was throwing all those, you know, 20-game winner seasons, six in a row with, you know, 300 innings. So that might be the guy I would compare to it, but with Arrieta, there's only one other guy in baseball that I see would be Kershaw and Arrieta. Of course, Theo on the south side, when he's dominating, forget about it. He's fantastic.
Yep, and you see what having one of those like great frontline pitchers, what it means to the team. Even though they're only pitching every 5 days or so, you see just what it can mean to taking a team and putting them over the top. And so you did that as a player, and now what you're doing is you're actually trying to help that next generation of pitchers to become the best players that they can be. And so you've got your own camp, so you're actually trying to teach a little bit of what you know to the next generation.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing that up. Let's talk about the camp. I appreciate it. We have a baseball camp at Kerrywood Cubs Field, the only camp there. I also run a camp out of Oz Park in Lincoln Park area. We take the kids. We teach them the fundamentals of baseball. If he's already got the fundamentals down, then we teach him a little more advanced style of playing the game. Even if he is with a kid who's a lot younger, he still gets the right time to work with me. I mean, my hitting instructor is a guy named Tom Benar. He's one of the great hitting coaches in the country. He works for the Dodgers. He also has his own baseball program. So I talk hitting with him, and I just hand it down. I tell the kids that they're 7, 15, or whatever age may be, I say, I'm handing down what I've learned to you. And I want the kids that are 7 years old, 8 years old, to really try to put together what we talk about. And I have a very simple program for young kids. And, of course, it can be more complex if we want to talk a little more serious baseball with the older kids. And it's great. And that Kerrywood Cubs field is fantastic. It's a real baseball stadium. I mean, it's a you could hold a college game in there and have no problem doing it.
For the camp itself, like, how do people get involved? How do they get a hold of you? How do they get their kids signed up?
Well, it's TroutBaseballAcademy.com. Everything's on the website. And I have to, you know, so they can just go online and check it out. And then I always reach out to me through my email or through the website, my Gmail account, and let me know what they think. If they want to sign up, it's really easy. It takes a minute or two just to register and be part of the camp. And anybody that wants to volunteer or help out, they can always do that. I'm always looking for guys to help, you know, to be part of it. The camp's going to grow and grow and grow, but we're just starting out first year over there at Kerrywood Cubs Field. So, you know, people are just getting used to it now that there's a camp there.
Yeah, for more information and get all the information on how to participate and get yourself involved in all the contact stuff, TroutBaseballAcademy.com is the place online for that. Before we let you go, let's talk about the book. So you actually got in there and you've got at least one book out. You're writing another one. Let's talk about it.
Okay, thank you. Home Plate, and then, of course, Lucy Goosey. I've been reading to schools around Chicagoland, and it's a father-son coach story of a little leaguer who, you know, the father puts a little too much pressure on him, this anxiety of playing ball, but that's all reduced by a coach's interesting, clever move in getting the father to come back and play baseball again and then realizing how challenging the game is once you're on the other side of the fence. So it's a really good story like that. The story is built as much for the family and the adult sort of father, mom, whoever may be, and coach even, to as it is for the kid to understand the game. There's tips in there about playing the game, and there's also nicknames from some of the players that I played with. And it's a fun book. It's beautifully done. The illustrations are fantastic. And then I have another one coming out called Baseball's Rogue Agent Period, and it's called Hall of Shame. And I think it's going to be a wonderful book. It's being reviewed right now by somebody in the Writers Association, and then hopefully I can find a publisher for that book. That's a wonderful book as well.
Wow, that one sounds pretty cool. A little bit of mystery in there, some controversy, maybe.
Yes, but it's all based on, well, it's a, you know, it's a story that's fictional, yet a lot of things are based on fact as far as Players Association, agents, and how the game is played behind the scenes a little bit with agents, but it's a great story. Lucy Goosey is out right now. You can get it on my SteveTrout.com website. And I just read the 350 students at a school in Chicago. They loved it. The kids were attentive and enjoyable. They came up and they wanted to look at the book. So I was really happy about that.
Oh, well, that's great stuff. You know, so many fans love what you did. They loved having you as part of some of those legendary Cubs teams. And, of course, you're staying involved with it, teaching kids with the Trout Baseball Academy at TroutBaseballAcademy.com and SteveTrout.com to get the books that you're staying so active, staying so in tune with it, and appreciate your insights here as far as the team on WGN tonight.
Oh, yeah. I just love watching them play, and I love how Addison Russell makes moves at shortstop. What a sound player. And I watch the games. Now they've been on ABC the last couple of nights. That's good, too. They have it going in all directions, and that's a sound organization that can do that.
It's always a good time to be a sports fan. Chicago, great sports town, but it is an amazing time to be a baseball fan and specifically a Cubs fan these days. So these are good times, Steve Trout, and glad to have you on the show tonight. Thanks so much for what you do, SteveTrout.com, and thanks for being in WGN.
Thanks a lot again. All right, guys. Bye-bye.